On Byard's release, he drafted a 5-part series for the New York Post titled 22 Days on the Chain Gang, describing the brutal details of his imprisonment.
These words, combined with Rustin's articulate protests, led to the abolition of the chain gang in North Carolina.
Peaceful movements of protest were changing lives worldwide.
Moved by the life and work of Mahatma Gandhi, Byard traveled to India to study the work of a global pacifist community. Even in India, he refused to hide his sexuality and loved the jewelry and dress of the people of India.
Profoundly touched by Gandhi's teaching, Byard wove the path of nonviolent resistance to his strategies for social change and justice. It was this work that led him to meet with a young